Al Jarreau has been singing for decades. In the 60s, he performed in a small San Francisco club with the George Duke Trio.
The simple secret of the plot will be to tell you that I love you a lot. And the world will discover, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends if they ask me.
His debut album, We Got By, came in 1975. But Jarreau credits his big break in 1977 with the release of Look to the Rainbow. The live double album would bring his first Grammy Award. A broader audience would follow in 1981 with Breaking Away, bolstered in part by this song.
And it's just the way we planned it. We're in this love together. We got the kind that lasts forever.
Over the years, he contributed the theme song to the television series Moonlighting, had a stint on Broadway, released a Christmas CD, and continued to tour. Jarreau has been mentioned more than once as being among the greatest singers of all time, and he brings his vocal talents to Columbus this weekend. Jarreau will perform with the Columbus Symphony Orchestra Saturday at the Ohio Theater. He says his first love of music began at an early age, in church, with his mother.
She was the church organist, so there was a lot of time that I spent either in the pews or on the piano bench and sang a lot of church music as a real young child. I can still remember some of the songs that I sang. A concert that I did, I don't know if we should call it a concert, a musical event that I sang as a young kid in Milwaukee as a fundraiser for our church, and the ladies of the church coming around and pinching my cheeks. I think it's probably where I first got the idea that this might be fun. We have all the women in the church coming around and hugging and kissing me. Yeah, that's the real early on stuff. If you grow up listening to this and to this and to this, then A, B, and C are going to be the things that that are an important part of who you are and what you hope to be. And so I am the child of jazz music. I am the child of a lot of R&B. I am the child, for sure, of pop music.
What's the biggest joy or satisfaction you get from performing with something like the Columbus Symphony Orchestra as opposed to maybe touring with only your own collection of musicians?
Well, orchestras enrich your sound, bring other visual and sonic elements to your music, and broaden it and lift it and present it to your normal audience in a way that gives them a chance to see you in a different context. And for you, the performer, you get the opportunity to be you in a different context. It's different standing there in front of 70 instruments, most of which are not in your normal touring group. That's really a change. When you respond to that change and allow it to move you in new directions and different directions than you sang in last night, that's quite a thing to have happen for you and for your audience.
So what should folks expect from the Columbus show?
We'll do music that they've heard me do before, like We Got By and We're in This Love Together, but the context will be different. It'll be different, and they'll hear a different thing. And they'll hear, many of them, an orchestra for the first or second time in their lives. For many people, it'll be their first time hearing an orchestra live and in front of them. Look at the timpani player. Look at a harp player. Listen to violins. For a lot of people, it'll be almost a virgin experience. And that's a nice thing to to bring your audience to.
You once said in an interview that songs are like old friends. Do you have a favorite old friend to perform?
Oh, you'll hear them when I come there. Of course. Wait till you hear, "Bless you is my woman now. You is.
Ah. It's clear that you love to sing. I mean, anything. So I'm curious, when fans get a chance to speak to you, see you on the street or whatever, what do they want to hear? I mean, is it scat singing? Is it, you know, Scoot Your Booty? I mean, what do you find that they...
I like it when you mention Scoot Your Booty.
The distance running, darling, Scoot Your Booty, bottom up. Scoot Your Booty, bottom up.
No, Scoot Your Booty is too new. They stand behind me in the bank line, two or three persons back, singing, "We're in this love together. We have the kind of this forever." They love to hear that. And they love to hear "After All."
I will be the one to hold you in my arms. After all.
You know, well, I'm not kidding about from time to time I'm at some place like the bank or a store, and somebody in line begins to hum a song of mine. And the great fun is to slowly turn around and go, "That's Lionel Richie, you know." And watch the blood drain out of their faces. Oh, my goodness. Well, and then, of course, I own up. And I say, "I'm sorry. Yeah, you got me. You got me." And the other people there are looking at the two of us like, "What are these guys talking about?" Yeah, it's the pop hits that are really important. But along the way, Mike, when you do a take five of Dave Brubeck's and Paul Desmond,
just have to take a little time out with me. Well, just take five, just take five. Just stop your busy day and take the time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive.
And there are several others that introduce people to that whole other genre of music. That's a great thing that's happened.
You turned 73 here pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. A few days.
You performed 70-plus shows in each of the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's kept you so active, so creative for so long?
Scared. Fear is a huge motivator. I'm still making the rent and the bread and milk money on stage. I don't have a huge bank account. I like the image and shadow that my career kind of casts, but I haven't made any huge money. My name is mentioned, right in the same sentence or paragraph with people like Stevie Wonder or Aretha Franklin. The list goes on and on. But, I didn't make their kind of money. I work for a living these days. I'm a lunch pail kind of guy, and I have always been.